We're continuing in the Inyan of Kavod. Now we're going into an area which is very close to home. Perhaps the closest to home. And this Nakuda that we're going to be discussing right now can solve most issues in our life and can explain a certain phenomena that we have, that a lot of times we try to work on things and we're working on the wrong thing. We're working on something else, and if we would work on this, everything would come into place. And that is the sugya called Kavod Atzmi, which is self-respect. Dignity and self-respect, having kavod for yourself. L'maisa, when a person looks at the world with kavod, it's a different world. When you're living in a world of romus, of kavod, of respect, respect for yourself, respect for your friends, things seem to work out. You're able to do much more. You're able to see the world in a much better way. It's an incredible chiddush from Rav Yerucham. Rav Yerucham says, and this is a Brachos Rabba Perachav Hey, Siv Zion, and it's based on a girsa in the Yerushalmi, that we all know Rabbi Akiva had a famous klal, V'ahavta l'reacha kamocha. What didn't make it so popularly, it's not a song yet, just wait, it probably will be, is the Memra of Ben Azai. Ben Azai, according to the girsa Yerushalmi, says, I have a bigger klal, a klal that's yoiser gadol. The pasuk says, Zet Sefer told us Adam, Betzelem Elokim, that HaKadosh Baruch Hu created man Betzelem Elokim. What's going on over here? Hagam, that Ben Azai is the door after Rabbi Akiva, and he's one-upping him. Rabbi Akiva has the famous klal, V'ahavta l'reacha kamocha. And Ben Azai says, I've got one that trumps your klal, that's more inclusive, which is that man was created in the image of God. B'tzelem Elokim. And the Medrash, according to the way Rav Yerucham learns, brings an example of where Rabbi Akiva's klal falls short and where you need to remember that a person's a tzelem Elokim. This is the lashon of the Medrash. Shaloi Taimar, hovinis bazesi, yisbaze. Since I was disgraced, I'll disgrace my friend. Meaning, a person could say, and even with v'ahavta l'recha kamocha, you'll say, yeah, I'm supposed to treat my friend like me, but I'm in the gutter. And not only that, there are times where that's my life. My life is in the gutter. I'm exactly like that. That's what it is. So I will treat my friend that way. Hov v'nishkalalti yiskal chaveri imi. I've been beaten up, so I'll do that to my friends as well. On this, the Medrash says, Ben Azai says, don't forget that you're a Tzelem Elokim, and don't forget that your friend is a Tzelem Elokim. You can't do that to him. What's going on over here? Rabbi Akiva doesn't know this. Rabbi Akiva doesn't know. V'ahavta l'recha kamocha means that you can't give someone a one-liner if that happened to you. And the answer is, there's a problem over here. You can give shmooze after shmooze after shmooze about v'ahavta l'recha kamocha, about how to treat people. And you find people, they go on a bus, on a trip, wherever it is, all the time. And it's like there's no schmooze. Everyone's just shooting out one-liners at each other. What's the problem? What's missing? V'ahavta l'reacha kamocha is not missing, Rabosai. Everyone is treating their friends exactly the way they're used to being treated. The problem is people don't have a certain sense of respect. A sense of respect that they're dealing with the Tzelem Elokim. As the Medrash ends, Rabbi Tanchuma says, Imasisa Kain, if you mess with this guy, Dol miyato mevazen, know who you're messing with. Bidmus Elokim asoso. You're messing with someone who's in the image of the Ribbono Shel Olam. And this is a major disconnect that we have. If a person's not a noble person, if a person is not used to respect, they can hear all the shmuzin in the world and they'll miss it. Because they're so used to living in a tiny world that, oh yeah, maybe that has something to do with it, but they're not living with that covet, that romus, that bigness. If you're above, if you felt like you were royalty, your whole ethical system would change. And I have an incredible raya for this. This is a real crowd pleaser, Rabosai. You can look it up later. In Shmais Perek Beis, the Ebn Ezra asked what I would say is a strange question to me. He asked, why is it that Hashem put Moshe Rabbeinu in the palace of Paro? Sounds like, you know, it's good for a fairy tale. But at the end of the day, this is Moshe Rabbeinu. What in the world was the Ribbono Shel Olam thinking over here? He asked this as a question. I wouldn't be able to ask such a question, but the Ebn Ezra could ask such a question. And this is what he says over here. He gives two answers. We will discuss one of them. He says, Umi yuchol lamoid b'soidai. Who could possibly know the secret of the Ribbono Shel Olam? But Ulai Sivev Hashem Zer Shigadol Moshe Bebeis Malchus Yos Nafsho Madrigal Yonah Bederach Liman Regilas. He says, Moshe Rabbeinu grew up in royalty, perhaps to be lofty in the way he would think, to have a high ethical standard, to be part of aristocracy, understanding right from wrong, in Paro's house, no less. And he says, if he was among slaves, he would not have been able to maintain his ethical standard. And he says a big chiddush. Halotira shaharaga mitzri bavur shuasa chamas. When Moshe Rabbeinu killed the mitzri, it's mashman the Ebn Ezra, it wasn't coming from his cheder Rebbe teaching him what was right and wrong. It wasn't from his mother sending messages into the palace. It was his simple understanding of being an uplifted person. A person from the palace has a sense of what's right and wrong. And he goes on. And he says, Vohoshia b'nos midyan me'aroyim. The b'nos midyan, the Royim, were monopolizing the wells, and Moshe took care of business over there. Also, he says, mipnei achamas. It was an issue of right and wrong. Says the Ebn Ezra, a person could achieve so much morality, so much understanding of what's right and wrong, if they're living with a sense of royalty. He's not talking about details here. But if a person was like this, so many of the tiny things that happen in dorms and in dining rooms and in buses would feel beneath us. It's a different way of looking at yourself. A histoklos of, this is beneath me. It's embarrassing for me. And it's beneath that person. I'm living with an akuda of kavod. And in our generation, the Pachad Yitzchak, Rav Yitzchak Huttner says, Bitkufa Shalanu, Michtav Membeis, he says, the Avi Avois Hatuma, the biggest problem that we're facing is Zilzul Bitsuras Adam, a lack of covet for humanity, a lack of covet for ourselves as people. And Rav Yeruchim says something here that only Rav Yeruchim could say. Listen to a pshat from Rav Yeruchim in a Gemara. You'll understand from this pshat how the Talmidim of Rav Yeruchim said that through learning Musar with Rav Yeruchim, you became a lamdan also in morning seder, also in Rashbas and Ritvas and Tosfos and Rashis. From this you see, Frekt Rav Yeruchim on the Gemara. The Gemara says, Daf Yud Tes and Brachas, Amar of Yehuda Marav, Hamoitzi Kalayim Bibigdai. Someone finds shotness on their clothes, and they're in the shuk. Poishtana filu b'shuk. They've got to take it off. Even if they're in the shuk, they're in the middle of Central Park. Too bad. It's shot and it's got to take it off. My time, oh why? Says the pasuk, ein chachma vein tfuna vein etzel neged Hashem. There's no etzes in front of Hashem. When Hashem tells you to do something, you listen. That's the shock of Itari Gemara. I read this Gemara quite a few times. I never was bothered by the most basic question the Rav Yeruchim asked in this Gemara. He says, the Gemara starts off with a shaila. A guy is in the shuk, and he realizes that he's being over on the loisase of wearing shotness. And the Gemara says, where do we know that he should take it off? Excuse me? Where do we know that he should take it off? How about there's a loisase in the Torah called shotness? And maybe the Gemara should at least answer that. The Gemara should say that there's a loisase called shotness. The Gemara doesn't. The Gemara finds a pasuk in Chachma vein tfuna vein etzel neged Hashem. Even this, you're not allowed to do. I'm sorry, you got to take it off. It says, what's the havamina of the Gemara? The Gemara has a havamina that for your own self-respect, you can be doicha kol hatoira kula. That's the starting point of the Gemara. Before a pasuk, the Gemara needs a makar that you have to take your clothes off or that you should. Says Rav Yerucham, from this Gemara you see that the Torah is predicated, is based entirely on people having dignity. It's an assumption of the Gemara that without a pasuk, there's no way that a person should ever lose their dignity in such a way. And he says, this is kol ha-Torah kula, is kavod, is somebody who understands kavod. Now let's play this out a little bit, guys. I'm sorry to be a little bit graphic, but this guy who's wearing this thing in the shuk, I'm sure he was wearing long johns. I'm sure. I don't even think he was wearing long johns, because those require new, modern material. He was wearing, like, you know, those chassidim in the mikveh, they've got these, like, other pants under. It's like a second layer of pants. Probably. Right? Now, what's so bad? What's so bad over here? We were going to be doicha kol ha-Torah kula. Every rollerblader in Central Park is basically wearing a Speedo and rollerblades. Whish, whish, whish. And the Torah says we'll be doicha aloisase, kol ha-Torah kula, from a guy who's just wearing funny pants, who has to just quickly run home. Where is our kavod? Where are we holding? If we think that this is crazy, it's only because we've been growing up with monkeys. We've been growing up on boardwalks. We've been growing up in a world that has no understanding of kavod, no understanding of emesed suras ha'adam, the way it's supposed to be. The Gemara in Kiddushin, just to show how far we are. The Gemara says, on Daf Mem Amabes, Ha'oichel b'shuk. Somebody who eats in the shuk. Okay, this is basically a guy with a falafel on a corner, or holding a piece of pizza, or even a Danish. Not just a hamoitzi, Rabbi Osai. And you can figure out other things. I'm not a paisik, so I can't tell you exactly what it is. V'yesh oimrim pasul le'edus. Why is the poor guy pasul le'edus? Why? What's so terrible about this guy? So he eats a falafel on the corner. What is the big deal? Says Rashi. Pasul le'edus. De kevan she'eno min ha'yishuv. He's some sort of caveman. That's how Rashi describes him. He's not careful in his dignity. The ain lo boshes ponim, he has no shame. He doesn't care about his own kavod. It'll be fine for him to mess up an edus in front of everybody. Says Rashi over here that if you want to know how you can trust somebody, you can only trust somebody when they have dignity, Rabosai. If they don't have dignity, then they don't view themselves as that guy who's supposed to be this and that, who's supposed to be, his word is his word. If you would study how we operate, we're always operating with how we view ourselves, and then we just figure out everything after that. Says the Gemara, somebody who can be oichel b'shuk, who doesn't have that sense of privacy, that he's doing something that's very much not the highest part of his humanity, and he's not sitting down, putting himself to the side. In the eyes of Chazal, this person has no self-respect and we can't trust him. And Rav Aaron Kotler Zatzal, in Mishnas Rabbi Aaron, takes it a step further. He says, Be'emes, this is in Mishnas Rabbi Aaron. Mishnas Rabbi Aaron, Chelik Aleph, Amud Kuf Nun Ches. Be'emes kol atzmuso shel adam adragasa be'etzem hi lefi akaris erchu. He says the whole level of a person is how he values himself. And he brings the Gemara in Kedushin, ha'ochel b'shuk is pasul le'edus. And he brings the Rambam's Lashon. You know what the Rambam says? The Rambam doesn't say just an eater in a shuk. He says, ha'bizuyim psulim le'edus. People who have no sense of pride are pasul le'edus. That's the Rambam just lumps them all together. He's asked the question, what's the big deal? It still could be that he's telling the truth. He's going to be over on the Isser of Losana because of this. Says Rav Aaron, Nimseidu lemeidim deklolahu. It's a principle. Shekol mashemargish adam Yisrael ba'atzmo yoser shino ben melech. If a person really views himself as the son of the king, as nobility, mu'usad legadlus, that he's going somewhere in his life, Hareyu shomer nafsho v'kvodo, with bonim atam la'Hashem l'kechem, then he'll be saved from all the averis. Everything is different when a person has that sense of respect. And he brings a Gemara in Shabbos on Kuf Yudalet. Ezehu Talmud Chacham Shemachzirin Loi Avedaso B'Tviyasayin. What kind of Talmud Chacham can you trust that when you show him something without Simanim, he goes, oh, that's mine, that you can believe that it's really his? I would say, a Talmud Chacham you could trust. That's not what the Gemara says. The Gemara says the following. Zeh hamakbir al chaluko lehovcho, a person who is careful that the stitching from the inside of his shirt is not showing, and that you can't see the seams. Says Reb Aaron, what's going on over here? Says Reb Aaron, it's this yisoid. This yisoid, somebody who is not careful with his appearance, who doesn't care about that, ultimately, ikur chaser min ha-sefer. He's missing everything. He doesn't view himself as so important. So then everything's going to fall away. If he views himself as cheap, then he'll make cheap moves. Maybe not at first, but if he gets stuck and backed against the wall, and he really has been holding himself like a cow, then the cow will come out at some point. I wanted to add one nakuda from the same Gemara. The Gemara says, a Talmud Chacham sheyesh revav al bigdoy is mischayev benafsho. A Talmud Chacham with a stain on his shirt is chayev misa. It doesn't just say a stain, Rabosai. It's an interesting nidun. The word revav is grease. He's not just wearing a shirt with a blood stain. And I learned this through something from the Baal Orachama, from a Nakuda, from a Masav Amatan, in Maisaraf. Not just a blood stain. It's a ketchup stain. He's wearing his dinner. The bizayon here is not the stain on the shirt. It's that you're willing to walk around with your dinner on you. You become a dinner. That's what you are. I was once in Uri's Pizza. I'll never forget this. This was incredible. This was many, many years ago. Probably like 12 years ago. I was at Uri's Pizza. Yeah, it was at least 12 years ago. It was like a tourist. Like as soon as you get here, when you're a tourist, you go to Uri's Pizza. So it's like right when I was getting here, you go to Uri's Pizza. And that was when they only had that famous sauce over there. That was the old days, you know, when used to churn the butter. But they had this pizza sauce, and I was watching this guy. He was a gesunte guy, and he's got his sauce, and he's doing this, and he's eating it, and all the sauces goes over here. So I'm watching this. I'm like, okay, what's going to be his next move? So he goes like this. And he continues eating his food. Rabosai, this man could be a serial killer. I want you to know. If I would ever find this guy, he literally could be a serial killer. No nakudas are covered. According to this gather, I wouldn't trust him with anything. He has no understanding of anything, of where he is, of who he is. Iker chaser min ha-sefer. A person needs to have this sense of pride. They have to build it. And the world around you is not giving it. The world is dropping all boundaries. Right? Presidents don't wear ties and suits anymore. Everything's falling away. Everything is falling away. But the Nakuda Sakovit is an objective Nakuda according to the Torah. The Torah says there's a certain objectivity in our Anhagas, in how we're acting. The Chazon Ish tells us, don't bother learning Musar, says the Chazon Ish. Don't bother learning Musar. He says, yeah. He says, it depends. He says, Musar is something that's subtle. He calls it Zimras Adanim. Delights, songs, subtle. And he says, if you have shiftless hanefesh, if you're low in the way you are, he says, you'll never chap any musar. Don't read the svarim, he says, it's a waste of time, and perhaps it'll even make you worse. And here's how he describes somebody who shouldn't even learn musar, Rabosai, who shouldn't be handling lofty ideas of, should I act this way or should I act this way? Says the Chazon Ish, ha-maisim ha-me'idim al-shiflus shoinim. The actions that qualify for this guy who should not learn Musar, says the Chazon Ish, because he's too much like an animal to be able to get it. He says, Ka'achila b'shuk, eating in the shuk. Rechiva al sus b'kirios chutzos, prancing around on a horse. Umehem bilti nikarim, it says there are things that are less noticeable. Kamo hadibur b'bituyim gasim. He speaks so prust. Ubenibble, with nibble peh. Noach lecharef, he so easily insults people. Lekalel, and to curse out people. Chodol habusha, he's not, no shame. V'kal ledaber azas, and he'll say things that other people are embarrassed to say. Eino chosh lekachish leshaker v'eino achroi badim repiv. He's not careful on his word. He says things all the time. Yeah, this, I'll go, I did, I that. Anoshim ka'ela einam ruyim limud shobachinas amosar. The Chazon Ish says they can't begin studying ethics of the Torah. Hamayusid al dakus vadinas, that are so based on beautiful subtleties. Dakus, subtleties. What does the Chazon Ish tell them to do? He says, learn Torah for a long time without Musar. I'm not telling you this l'maisa, but this is what he says. He says, eventually the Torah will lift you to a point where you feel dignified enough to work on yourself. But if you don't before that, it's a waste of time. And I feel this way, by the way. I can tell you. You know, there's certain people, they say you enjoy your schmooze. You know, hey, nice schmooze, Rabbi! You know, like, that's exactly the way they are in life. Like, that was inspiring, Rabbi! Hey, what's for dinner, man? That's their life. It's impossible for them to understand. They're like this. You'll see their brains don't operate in the same way that somebody who's working with nobility operates. They can't understand. They can't. They can't get it. They can't get that subtlety because they don't think in lofty terms. Amazing chiddush. And a Rebbe of mine was in a chabura with Rav Shmuel Rozovsky, was leading the chabura, and somebody left, and it was one of those doors that if you let go, it slams on its own, you know, with the springs, like they have in bunks in camp. It was one of those doors. And the person left, and smack. And Reb Shmuel said, only an edele mensch, only a refined person can farshtay the edele svaras of a Rashba. The refined svaras of the Rashba. It's such a simple idea, Rabosai. There's so many people who are working on themselves, they're doing, and if we would examine our Tzuras HaChayim, there's no way we're heading towards it. We're living in a very low place. We're so out there. Not outgoing, just out in everyone's face and doing and this and no Nekudas HaKavod. No Nekudas HaKavod. I guarantee you, it's my Haftacha to you. I don't know if I can give Haftachas, but it's my Haftacha to you. That if you learn for long enough, eventually you will be embarrassed eating a pizza on a corner. Not because you read this Gemara. It'll happen on its own. And I've heard from Bachrim. There are Bachrim in our yeshiva who, after years, have been embarrassed walking around in tank tops. And they didn't know why. They didn't know why. All of a sudden, there was a certain Nekudas HaKavod. You think you could farshtay something subtle if you could walk in Yerushalayim with a tank top? I'm not saying mutter or usser, but an idiot you definitely are. It might be mutter lechatchila, but you'll never understand anything if you could walk around Yerushalayim with a tank top. I promise you, I'll put all my money down. It's impossible. It's impossible. The sensitivities that are required for anything that we ever work on require so much more than, oh, you think I should walk around like an animal and be in Yerushalayim? Why not? It's hot out. No way. We separate this from our minds. It's not that way. The mind operates with this hanhaga. As much as a person has this Nekudas HaKavod, is as much as they're living with something else. They're living on a different plane of existence. The Shari Avoda, a not so well-known sefer of Rabbeinu Yonah. Shari Avoda. He says in the beginning, a most remarkable and perhaps contemporary line. Says the Shari Avoda, Rabbeinu Yonah. It's Miyuchas L'Rabbeinu Yonah. HaPesach HaRishon, the first Pesach, the first key to Avodas Hashem, Hu Sheyeda HaIsh HaOyved Erech Atzmo. A person has to know his own self-worth. V'yakir Malaso, he has to know his greatness. Umailas Avosav, and his forefathers' greatness. Ugdulasam B'chashivusam, and their nobility and their chashivas, the chibasam etzah barisbar, and how much Hakadosh Baruch Hu cares about them, the yistadel v'yischazik tamid lahamid atzmo b'maylahi, and to always try to maintain this maila. This is the key, Rabosai. It doesn't matter if people agree or disagree. This is the key. There's nothing to debate over here. It's so simple. What's happening? It's so simple. The change in the world from when I was growing up till now, the key issue that's going down is people don't realize, really believe that they're nobility. People don't believe, Chaviv and Adam Shenivra B'Tzelem, Goyim don't believe that they were with a Tzelem Elokim. And we don't believe Chaviv and Yisrael Shenisan Lehem HaTorah, that we were given the Torah. Rav Moshe Wolfson, Shlita, said that when he was growing up in New York, if a person would walk outside with an undershirt, they would be arrested for improper conduct in a public place. And now people are calling me nuts. My job here is to find things that are in the Torah, tucked away where no one can find them. A cop in the 30s would arrest a person for the basic hanhagas of the entire world. And you'd ask him, where's your raya? And he'd look at you like you're an idiot. Where's my raya? This is my raya. A person. Inappropriate behavior in a public place. Why do we need to see your skin? You're not an animal. Put on your clothes. The Gemara says, Rabbi Yochanan, and we'll be marach on this next week, if people are willing to come, at your own risk. We're going to discuss the sugya of clothes. Rabbi Yochanan says that he called his clothes his kavod. Man mani michabduse. Why are clothes called kavod? Because that is the dignity of a person. And that was something that was sensed by even the most simple of people. The Mashgiach of Gateshead once said a prophetic thing many, many years ago. I heard this from a Talmud in Gateshead then. He says, there'll come a time where you will stop wearing your hats when you're learning. That's what he said. Okay. And he says, and on that day, the English Bobby, who was the cops, will begin to wear short sleeves. And everyone was looking at him like he's momish. The Bobby is going to wear short sleeves? And he was around long enough, and kach have. At the same time where they started taking off their hats, the English Bobby, whoosh. Do I say that I really understand? No. But this is so basic. There's such a higher level than we're used to. The reason we've never even thought in these terms is because we've been born in a cage in the Bronx Zoo, Rabosai. We've been born there. We've been doing this our whole lives. Everyone plays basketball without a shirt on. No one asked their neshama if this is normal. And I hear from Bachrim these questions, and I thank the Rabbono Shalom that there's hope for Klal Yisrael. People come over to me and actually go, Rebbe, certain things are starting to feel wrong. I'm like, wow. This is amazing. Not from a Musar Shmuz, just the Roimamus. The Roimamus. Try it. Try changing some of these Hanhagas. You'll see. I guarantee you'll stop bashing people more, and you'll stop with tininess in other areas. It'll all come together. Bezuz Hashem, we have to restore, B'siyata Dishmaya, the Nakudas of Kavod Atzmi.